break the so-called alliance and take what's rightfully ours, Sabaddon will be the Emperor's at last. I'll supply misinformation at every opportunity, ensuring that the Grand Master does not ever find the chance to do the same to you. What do you ask for in return?
The envoy looks surprised by the question.
Me? Nothing, my lord. I'm simply doing my duty. There must be something important to you, beyond your duty. Ask, and it shall be yours. Well, there is one that I would ask you to spare after your inevitable victory.
Tell me who.
She was no one, lower even than a trooper. Her name is Lorin Moxler.
Do you know this woman, Axe?
Darth Kratos asked.
I believe I do, Master.
Good.
Darth Kratos' smile disappeared. The envoy was wrenched roughly forward and raised into the air. He struggled against the invisible hold on him, but there was no resisting it. Axe had experienced the power of her master's force grip. She knew how tight it could be.
Listen to me, spy!
The envoy frantically nodded, too frightened to speak aloud.
I cannot read you. Your mind is shielded from me by either some unnatural contrivance or a natural talent. I suspect the latter. The Minister of Intelligence seeks out your kind in order to keep his secrets from both his masters and our enemy. So when I look into you, I see no loyalty to the Emperor. I sense only tangled allegiances with no clear outcomes. Given a choice, I would never trust you. Yet you and your kind are a loathsome necessity in times like these. I must find a way to curb your natural instinct for treachery. To that end...
Here, Envoy V.E. jerked violently forward, so he was staring straight into the eyes of Darth Kratos.
To that end, be sure that if you betray me, I will hunt down the fancy of your non-human heart and put her through such torments that you will be grateful when I kill her. And then, it will be your turn. Is that clear?
Yes, my lord. Abundantly so.
The envoy dropped with a thud to the floor.
Very good, said Darth Kratos. Axe, get him out of my sight. You will return him to Satil Shan with the agreement he promised her, and you will accompany him as my official mouthpiece.
But Master...
Be silent! I could hardly let him go alone. They would never believe that I trusted them unless I took such precautions. You will watch the Grand Master, and you will watch this one too. At the slightest sign of treachery, you will notify me, and my wrath will descend upon both of them.
She bowed her head, thinking,
another dead-end task, and probably a suicide mission too. I will do as you instruct.
I sense your impatience, Axe. Remember that our rewards will be bountiful when victory is complete. When the Grand Master is dead and this world ours, then your apprenticeship will be over. Not before. Go now and do my bidding.
Yes, Master,
she said, bowing deeply.